Hi, Jim here, and you're listening to the Honest Filmmaker podcast. And today I'm talking about two sayings that I absolutely hate that people say often in the industry that can really depress people who are just starting out and make them feel a bit hopeless.
Number one.
The first is, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So this infers that there's this network, it's a closed community, and once you're in there, everybody just gives jobs to their friends and there's no room for new people to come in. And if you're leaving university without contacts, you've got no chance. You don't know anyone. How are you going to get a job? So creative industries are a network and it is a people business. There's no getting away from the fact that people do employ people they've worked with before. They trust, they know they're going to get good work out of them. So how do you, leaving university, make sure you're in a good position and you've built up a network before you go? These are my tips. Number one, build a network with the people on your course. So the people on your course are eventually going to end up working in the industry, and those contacts you make at university might come in handy one day. Number two, visiting lecturers. If you've got somebody from a particular field who's coming into the university to do a talk, maybe they're already in a good position, maybe they've made a feature film, maybe they're a freelancer, but they're already working in the industry, set yourself up a LinkedIn profile, connect with them, speak to them after the talk, network with them. They might not be able to offer you a job when you leave uni, but they might know somebody who they can recommend you to. Number three, take as many opportunities as you can while you're at uni. If someone needs help on a graduate film, say yes. If someone's making doing some photography, say yes. If someone's doing some prosthetics test, say yes, I'll help out, I'll be involved. Because those opportunities, you never know where they're going to lead, but you also need that fodder for your showreel. You need that fodder for your website. And you need to be making that website while you're still at uni, so that when you leave, you've got a lot of different work for employers to look at and go, oh, okay, this person's done some stuff. Also, if you're working on graduate films, short films, indie films, these will all be added to your IMDb profile. So when people look into you, they can see you've actually got history, you've done stuff. Finally, number four, get relaxed in yourself. So when you meet people, and you might go to a local film networking event, or you might go to a screening, you might go to an official BFI event in London, but just get relaxed in yourself enough that you can talk to anybody and just chat. Remember, networking isn't about what can I get from that person I'm talking to. Networking is about making contacts with people in the same industry as you and in the industry that you love. There's nothing better than chatting to somebody about a film that they think is amazing, or a director or a writer. So don't think of it as transactional. Don't scour the room for somebody who's going to make your dreams come true. That's not what it's about. What it's about is just making contact with people, making friends. And a lot of those contacts may never benefit you career-wise, but some will, and some might take a long time. So you need patience. You need to be patient with those contacts, and you might be the person to offer somebody else an opportunity, having had them network with you.
And here's the other thing you hear people say. Number two,
I was in the right place at the right time. So you hear this a lot when someone tells you about an amazing opportunity that's come their way, or a production they've worked on. It's got an element of luck built into it, which can be a little disheartening, because you think, well, how am I going to get these opportunities if it's all based on luck? How am I going to be in the right place at the right time? Being in the right place at the right time is all about opening yourself up to opportunities and grabbing those opportunities when they present themselves. Also, when you do grab those opportunities, is putting 100% into them. So for example, if someone says, I'm making a graduation film, do you want to help out? Yes, I do want to help out. I want to come along, I want to put 100% into it. And whatever role I've got, no matter how small it is on that production, I'm going to put 100% into it. And not only will I get to see an end result from that, that will present other opportunities. I've grabbed that opportunity, I've got as much out of it as I can. So being in the right place at the right time is less about pure luck and chance, and more about creating those opportunities yourself, being open to them and looking for them. I hope that's helped. So if you want more tips on any creative industry, and you want to walk into a job interview and understand exactly how all those departments work, having listened to some experts who are already working in that industry, then please hit the subscribe button.
Thanks for listening.